Someone asks whether there is only one center of attention. Attention is a function of me. Consciousness is beyond attention. Consciousness, in a sense, is passive. It does not do anything. It is like a sun, illuminates everything, but itself is non-active. Or its activity, its light, is just a natural expression of its nature. Consciousness is not attention, even though you can pay attention to consciousness. Consciousness has no center as such. Sometimes it is being concentrated for the sake of cultivation, but the natural consciousness is always spacious. Spacious does not mean it's non-definable. It's not like those people who cannot grasp the nature of consciousness and they solve that problem by saying that consciousness is everywhere and everything. What is everywhere is not consciousness, but subconsciousness. Consciousness in this dimension is rare. It's a rare commodity. Our experience and realization of consciousness changes according to the level of our awakening. First, consciousness is awakened within horizontal domain, horizontal dimension, but the essence of I am is discovered and established. And when it is only realized within horizontal reality, it has a very particular energetic representation. Its energetic experience has more flavor of the horizontal. And because of being limited to the horizontal, the consciousness is still not fully actualized. It is actualized, but something is lacking. Because of being disconnected from the source, because not being in a state of surrender, that consciousness is still too much linked with the me, with the dimension of me and the will of personal intelligence and consciousness. Let's not forget that awakening of consciousness takes place in the head space, and head is a relatively small and compact area. There are many elements and things happening in that space. There's a mind, there's a sense of me, there's intelligence, there's a constant processing of so many informations. So that which is unconditional, pure consciousness, is still too much mixed with the relative. for the consciousness in order to unmix, free itself from being tainted by the relative elements, it must first establish complete horizontal depth. Second, it must become absorbed in the dimension of being. Only that which is connected to or merged with the absolute reality, only that cannot be touched by relative energies. In this meditation will bring more energy of being to become more energetically grounded. Abiding in being is a true meaning of being grounded, because being is the ground of reality. For unconscious people, it is the physical dimension that gives them a sense of groundedness, whether it is earth or their physical body. And while Earth can serve as a place of grounding ourselves physically, it cannot ground our being. Our being cannot rest on the earth. It needs a deeper place in reality. The true earth, the true ground, which is the source, the absolute. Usually when the concept of the absolute is being used, the mind is creating all kinds of ideas. It appears so abstract. Even in spiritual language, different teachings, the term absolute is being used quite lightly, arbitrarily. It basically means so many things that it means nothing. The absolute has to be befriended, met, fully experienced and realized in order for that word to have any meaning. not just affecting the mind in a particular way. Many people confuse certain emotional responses coming from how the mind reacts to certain concepts for an experience. When we say the divine, when we say God, absolute, universal consciousness, there's an immediate impact on your mind. There's certain sentimental reaction. Simply these words, they make you feel a certain way. But these feelings, these emotional reactions are not real. They may point to something real. But if you stop there, the very meaning of these terms is being missed. The Absolute is something absolutely real and tangible. In fact, for one who is abiding in the inner realm, who has reached unity with the Source, the Absolute is much closer than, for instance, the earth, or one's own body, or anything that can be experienced through senses or through mind. The Absolute is much, much closer, much more immediate. Everything that you experience in relative reality requires the division between subject and object, meaning your intelligence, your consciousness has to travel towards the object and bring the information of that object back to itself. This is how you know that something exists. But because it has traveled in time, no matter how fast this time is, on the way it already gets distorted. Meaning you cannot be sure that the tree that you see in front of yourself, your eyes, is a real tree. It's just how your brain translates it. In the experience of the Absolute, there's no travel. There's no processing of information. There's no duality between the experiencer and what is being experienced. When one abides in the Absolute, that abidance is even faster than the recognition. The recognition is actually catching up with something that is already there. It is faster than the immediate. It is the source of the immediate. So Absolute is what is the most real and doubtless. All this meeting, this retreat, everything, all your existence, it can only happen because the Absolute is. It contains everything. However, the paradox of being in the state of sleep, spiritual dream, is that even though we exist within the Absolute, we got existentially disconnected from our very source. It's not only that we don't recognize it, we don't have the knowledge, we are energetically disconnected. Our energy bodies got alienated from the source. Separation is primarily an energy state. Consciousness is secondary, the alienation of consciousness. That's why we have so much work to do, not just explaining things or suddenly become conscious of the ultimate reality. We have to untie all those energetic knots that prevents us from experiencing reality. Spiritual path in its essence is an energy work. And that which is being worked on is our spiritual body, our spiritual essence. We connect to the belly breathing, strengthen our energy center in the lower belly, centralize our consciousness and sense of existence in the lower belly. The primary tool to reach, reconnect with the source is letting go. But unless you know where to let go into, you can keep on letting go forever and not transcending the boundaries of your separate self. In order to enter the Absolute, one has to know where is the door. Letting go, surrender, is not just a sentimental act, some kind of a relaxation of the false self. It is a precise redirecting of energies of our vital force towards the gateway of the Absolute. The paradox is that we have to actually use our will to transcend that will. Paradox is that we have to have a strength and integrity, a clear sense of self in order to surrender that which is not conscious, that which is dispersed, that which is weak, diluted, that cannot surrender, that can only get even more diluted, creating an illusion of surrender while nothing constructive takes place at all. After we have centralized our energy in the lower belly, with each exhalation we are letting go through the lower belly as if inside that place which is in the body. But what is behind it is not related to the body at all. In our journey toward the Absolute, it's essential not to get stuck in the horizontal expansion of being. The horizontal expansion of being points to the manifested reality. It is positive in a sense that it allows to experience a level of unity with the outer world. But it's not sufficient to experience unity with the Source. The Source is not here, is not found in the waking dimension. We have spoken about these matters so many times, but it is like a poetry. You cannot get bored with it. And this information, this knowledge is so subtle, so profound, that one has to contemplate it over and over to grasp more and more that magic, that ultimate secret of what it means to reach unity with the Source of existence. Breathing and letting go. It's like at the level of your belly, you weigh 100 tons. There's a heaviness, pull, heaviness which is not uncomfortable. Heaviness, which feels good. Because something is pulling you towards the good place. Place where you can be for the first time free from your own self. Surrender to the Absolute has two functions, two purposes. One obviously is to reach unity with the Source. Second is to awaken the being body of the soul. Who or what is experiencing the Absolute? It's not your consciousness. Your consciousness just becomes aware of it at this point. It is the root of your existence, that which is the closest to the beyond, which we simply call the being body of the soul. The very bottom of the soul. how deeply the soul is realizing her body of being is directly proportionate to the level of her surrender to the source, because it is the source which is ultimately the giver of the body of being. The source is transmitting to the soul that aspect of her existence through which she can rest in the beyond and through which she can realize herself as a whole being. Of course, one can abide in the absolute state and not being conscious of one's own soul. This is because one has not awakened to one's own self and does not have enough sensitivity to recognize the profound distinction between who is abiding in the absolute and what we are abiding in. That confusion between individuality and universality in the deepest levels of spiritual realizations. Is caused fundamentally by the lack of understanding.